And so I filled that out. And actually what it turned down to, it turned out was, essentially, is that I'm in charge of work and he's in charge of worry. And he doesn't even like me to help him with the worry. And he never comes down and does a damn bit of the work. Now, it's been hard for me to stick to my part of the bargain because I've always believed in the positive power of worry, that you could prevent things from happening by worrying enough about them. But I did that with this... I don't want to go on and on with it. Yes, I do. I want to go on and on with it. I'm not going to show you my surgical scar, but it turned out that the surgeon, he didn't like socialized medicine, and he was fighting anybody with prepaid plans. He had a lousy attitude, and I decided I was not going to be cut open by a disgruntled surgeon, so I fired him. And that I turned all this stuff over to my higher power, see what he's going to do with it. The next thing that happened was somebody on the program got me an appointment with the associate professor of urology at the medical school. And I went to see him, and he was delighted to do it, and very aggressive in handling it. Was a real, real, real great guy. And I really was happy to have him do it. And I ended up having my surgery in a private room at the medical center. And all the private rooms are on the 9th floor, and on the 9th floor, the private rooms are all known as the Wilson Pavilion. So I had my surgery on the Wilson Pavilion. And my surgeon, he's a urologist, he's not a proctologist, but they're next door neighbors. they can't both work at the same time. My surgeon, I had my surgery on the Wilson Pavilion. My urologist's name was, believe it or not, Dr. Bob Smith. And for those who are new and don't know, if you saw the media thing here earlier, you found out that AA was founded over 50 years ago by a New York stockbroker, Bill Wilson, and a proctologist in Akron, Ohio, Dr. Bob Smith. Proctologist is a specialist in rectal distress, which probably has a lot to do with the success of AA. as any Al-Anon will agree, I'm sure. Anyhow, I need to get down from here because they're supposed to stop at 9 and then decide it could go a little longer, but I don't want to keep you from dancing. The point I wanted to make, though, is that let me say this. Father Barney used to come down to our area from Seattle and put on retreats for Alcoholics and Al-Anons until he died. And I have no idea what he's been doing since, but he in putting on his retreats, he broke sobriety down. I like to break things down. Like I broke sobriety down into a day at a time. You taught me that. I drank many yesterday, I'm going to drink tomorrow, but I don't drink today. Today's an important day. Today's the day I don't drink. And I wouldn't be able to keep from drinking today if I didn't know I was going to drink tomorrow. But when tomorrow gets here, I'll check the time, and if it's today, I won't drink today. I like breaking things down in the segments. And he did that with sobriety. He said sobriety is like a baseball diamond. That first base is physical sobriety, second base is mental sobriety, and third base is emotional sobriety, and home plate is spiritual sobriety. And I thought, I like that. That's real interesting. I wonder how I got to first base, because that wasn't my idea. It must have been some spiritual factor there. And somebody pointed out to me